This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1773. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave. On this edition, recorded May 14th, Australia, Belarus, Bhutan, Bolivia, Brazil, Burundi, China, Egypt, Greece, India, Iran, International Internet, Mexico, Micronesia, New Zealand, Nigeria, Oklahoma, Papua New Guinea, Philippines, Puntland, Rwanda, Solomon Islands, Sudan, Uganda, USA, Uruguay, Vanuatu, Vietnam, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Some hot medium-wave DX news from Australia. G. Wolf in Numerala, New South Wales, says a new medium-wave transmitter has been testing for a couple of weeks in Sydney on 1386 kHz. Mostly test tones or a blank carrier. This was as of May 12th. He says, unsure as to identity and power, it certainly seems weaker than the other 5 kilowatt outlets, so it could be of lower power. Checking the WRTH, I see this would be the only Aussie on 1386 kilohertz. I suppose bad news for down underwrites DXing that frequency. José Ronaldo Xavier, GRX in Cabedelo, Brazil, reports to Hardcore DX, Belarus on 11730, May 6th at 2027 in English, a good signal level but barely audible modulation. The transmitter has a chronic problem. Another Belarus transmitter has a problem. In England, Tim Bucknell picked up on the OIRT FM band. The transmitter at Ushachi, or RTPS Astravenec, 66.74 MHz, radiating spurs every 19 kHz, heard as high as 66.797, that is, 3 times 19 kHz on the high side. He heard this by Sporadic E, May 11th at 1211 UT. From Ocean Beach at San Francisco, Ron Howard reports, Bhutan. It had not been heard for some time, but he was hearing it on May 13th, between 1211 and 1303 UT, 40 hertz below 6035. He says not heard for a month, and it was mixing with PBS Yunnan China, which was not playing much music, allowing the two to be distinguished to some extent. Between 1250 and 1258 UT, BBS's unique indigenous repetitive music, singing, and chanting. He was still hearing both stations at 1303. He had expected BBS to go off at 1300, but that did not happen. Via HCDX, Karl Hunzik in Czechia says Radio Patria Nueva, La Paz, Bolivia, was on an absolutely clear channel with a very nice signal, 6025. May 13th with news at 0400 and a Patria Nueva song after a long ID and suddenly off at 0410. Before 0400, however, there was splatter from the China relay, I assume, on 6020. But he says there was no problem with Cubanese jammers on 6030, although they were in operation. On the same date, May 13th, Carl Hunzik also heard a reactivated Brazilian on 5015 Radio Cultura de Cuiabá with their own ID at 0401, and then IPDA IDs and mentioning A Voz da Libertação. Still heard with a very weak signal at 0447, so probably a 24-hour operation. This followed news from Daniel Williams in Brazil, apparently quoting another Brazilian DXer, that station had been reactivated, heard on the 10th of May. They say after 8 months of negotiation, the station had just been bought by another owner, and the first thing he did was to put the shortwave back on, but carrying the IPDA, which is already on many other Brazilian shortwave frequencies. Another Brazilian is reported from within Brazil, but it's not often heard elsewhere, Radio Cultura Philadelphia on 6105 on the Radio Escutas list. Rudolf Grimm in São Paulo State reports hearing this station in Paraná on the 7th of May at 2025 UT with Christian preaching. He was surprised at the quality of the signal after 20 UT. It was better than usual that early, and he heard it until 2200 when the national program Voz do Brasil started. We're not sure if it's on the air much after that in the evenings, however. There are no longer any shortwave broadcasts from Burundi, but the Voice of America has been issuing a lot of publicity about its quick response to the situation in that country by increasing its broadcasts into Burundi. On May 11th, the press release says the VOA today began boosting broadcasts to Burundi, where 14 people have been killed, more than 200 injured in protests against the president running for a third term. And, of course, after that, there was apparently a coup or attempted coup. VOA says they have additional shortwave and FM broadcasts in Kirundi, Kinyarwanda, Kiswahili, French, and English, with an expanded call-in show, more reporting from the ground, and new drive-time newscasts. The original press release even listed some additional times and shortwave frequencies. However, this information proved not to be totally correct. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria has been monitoring this closely, not only the additional broadcasts, but the ones already scheduled in Kirundi, or the presumably closely related Kinyarwanda language. The VOA previously scheduled them as mixed in together. Anyhow, the new broadcasts, 0430 to 05UT on 7350-9815 via Botswana and 11905 via São Tomé. Also 16 to 1630UT. This had been on the air Saturdays only, but presumably will be daily for the duration. 13630 via Botswana, 15460 and 17530 via São Tomé. On May 12th, however, Ivo Ivanov found that only 13630 had the local language, while the other two frequencies at 16 hours were dead air, then music and English. The third additional broadcast of the day is at 1930 to 20 UT, 9470 and 11615 via São Tomé, 12140 via Botswana. I can't hear any of those over here, but Ivo Ivanov was able to confirm them. The first two at poor level and the third one at a good level. So in this case, it seems the Voice of America was right on the ball when there was a sudden dire situation in a certain country. The VOA broadcasts may be especially useful since press reports as of May 14th, via Jose Miguel Romero said the military coup were trying to take over the national radio station in Bujumbura. Ivo Ivanov reports that as of May 7th, some of the frequencies carrying China National Radio No. 2 program via the Xi'an site were off the air, including 9820, thus opening up a chance to get a weak signal from the Voice of Beibu Bay Radio, 9820 from the Nanning site listed with 15 kilowatts. He was hearing the weak signal between 23:01 and 10 to 16 UT, or at least that's when it's scheduled. Tibor Gal in Hungary says they're probably doing their yearly maintenance of the transmitter. They can hardly do it in the winter. Clara Listenspreken has heard from a friend of hers at Radio Cairo, Mayar Adil, that she's providing a live stream of Radio Cairo. Well, it's at the live stream site, but apparently it's actually an archive of the sesquihour English broadcast to North America each day at 23 UT. And of course, you have to have a live stream account to get to it. Her name is Mayar Adil, and the account number after livestream.com/accounts/ is 13376843. Otherwise, you may still try to hear it on shortwave 9965. As predicted last week, the former workers of ERT in Greece were back in the building as of May 11th. However, the shortwave transmissions remained as sporadic as ever. I suppose that's a low priority compared to domestic broadcasting, if in fact they do intend to get the shortwave service back up to its former level. Alan Rowe and Alan Gale in the UK have been discussing the DRM test from All India Radio on 7550. It was supposed to be over by now, and it was missing for a few days, but as of the evening of May 12th, Alan Gale says it is again testing with two different streams, the regular service and the other with music, I guess from the Vivid Bharati network. Under the DXLD heading International Internet, Daniel Kehler in Germany says on May 9th, his website has added some more podcasts of English broadcasts, including Radio Nepal and Radio Turkmenistan, which have English news, and the full daily broadcasts in English from Radio Romania International. Other podcasts there include RAI Buenos Aires, Polish Radio, Radio Havana Cuba, RSI Bratislava, and Radio Myanmar. Just click on the name of the country at the homepage, www.radio360.eu. Ivo Ivanov has been reporting that the gay station for Iran, which I guess must be considered clandestine, Radio Rainbow, or Radio Ranjin Kaman, has been broadcasting 16 to 16:30 UT, Mondays and Fridays on 7575, the transmitter site unknown, but now they've added another one, which he knows is the secret broad site, his neighbor in Bulgaria, on 15630. And in Hardcore DX, Dave Valquin, Pennsylvania, heard that broadcast on Friday, May 8th. It was on the air at 15:53, starting the program at 1600 in Farsi. Mitch in kilohertz and a website, some classical piano music, talk feature with nice peaks. It went off at 16:30, deep fading, mixing with co-channel Greece, which was weaker for the most part, but was on top when Ranjin Kaman faded. Yes, Greece has been using 15630 for many years, although, as I said, quite sporadically of late. He says the Greece interval signal could be heard equally briefly at 1600, making for tricky reception. But I'm glad they finally added a higher frequency for Radio Rainbow. The sporadic EDX season is getting underway on the lower TV channels and FM. There's not much of an analog nature left in North America. However, Dave Pomeroy in Topeka says the first skip of the season was at 0347 UT May 9th with channels 2, 3, and 4 from Mexico. Channel 2 was with the 13 Network programming, local news mentioning Chihuahua, so it must be XHCH from Chihuahua City. Signals have been very weak, but at times some decent color reception on Channel 2. Get these stations while you can, as by the end of this year, there will be no analog television left in Mexico. On May 12th, Ron Howard says, after 3 days without hearing PMA The Cross radio from Micronesia on 4755.54, I sent an inquiry to Sylvia at the station, and he got this reply. Hello, Ron. We've had no power at the station for 3 days since the loss of communication over the air. Storm Typhoon Dolphin slammed into us on Sunday. That would be May 10th. The radio building and the tower are fine, just waiting for the downed power lines to be fixed, and we'll be on the air again. We'll let you know. We lost part of our church roof. It seems we had the full fury of the storm with gusts of 70 to 100 around 3 a.m. It sucked the roof right off. We don't know when we can use the church. It all depends on the roof. We need sunshine today to repair and keep the water out, says Sylvia Kalau, K-A-L-A-U, of PMA The Cross. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, 1773. Our website brings you much more info, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Dan Sheedy upon Moonlight Beach, California, who says, thanks as always for your sterling efforts to keep timely and accurate DX info available to all. He sent a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. Another way to contribute is via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO@yahoo.com. The Bulgarian DX blog says, as of May 9th, Radio New Zealand International made a frequency change for a rather brief transmission lasting barely half a sesqui hour, 1746 to 1835 UT on 11725, replacing 9700. However, it overlaps with CRI in Arabic via Albania until 1757. We continue to monitor Voice of Nigeria as their transmissions are constantly shifting around. The Hausa service, the new one at 06 to 630 UT, we continue to hear some days, but not every day, slightly below 9690 and slightly less below 7255. Of particular interest, on May 10th, on 7255, I was hearing a fast subaudible heterodyne and a slight echo, leading me to believe that two VON transmitter sites were both on that frequency at that time, thus adding up to three transmitters once again, as 9690 was also on the air. On May 14th, Dave Valko in Pennsylvania asked me to check out another Oklahoma station, KWHW in Altus, nominal 1450, whether it's off frequency to the low side, since he had just heard its second harmonic, not on 2900, but 2899.75. He was getting it from 0946 UT, country KWHW, also with weather. It seemed to go over 10 UT, top of the hour, without an ID, but there was one around 10.03. This, is, of course, is a graveyard frequency where the powers are normally 1 kilowatt day and night, but this one is only 668 watts for some reason. The fundamental should be on 1449.877. However, I tried to hear this in Enid in the daytime, but KWHW doesn't normally make it quite that far on groundwave. It seems we are not the only shortwave broadcaster originating in Oklahoma, although we are probably the only secular one. Evewave On Off has issued a summer schedule for Eternal Good News with George Bryan. It gets a listing as if it were a station rather than a program in the World Radio TV Handbook. Why Oklahoma? Because it's based in Edmond. The latest schedule shows 15-minute transmissions via UAE, Austria, Germany, and WHRI at various times on the weekends. Harold Sellers by the lake in British Columbia reports NBC Milne Bay, Papua New Guinea, 3365, May 10th at 12:44 in Pigeon and Pop Music. A female announcer mentioned NBC, poor reception. Ron Howard replies, yes, this seems to be the only NBC station broadcasting recently. 3365, nothing heard on 3205, 3260, 3275, 3385, or 3905. However, the non-NBC station, Wantok Radio Light, continues with nice reception for him about 45 hertz below 7325, such as May 12th at 0854 to 0957 with a syndicated preaching program in English called Fresh Touch. And then they had NBC National News after the top of the hour, even though they're a private station. And then at 0930, Focus on the Family, sponsored by a company called 99 Limited. Wolfgang Büchel in Germany reports three outlets of Radio Pilipinas, the 1730 to 1930 UT program, heard at 1830 on May 10th. A newsreel read by a woman in Filipino rather than English, Best signal, 15 over 9 on 12120. Somewhat weaker on 9925 and 15190. All for him being side lobes from the Tanang relay site toward southern Germany. The new station in Puntland, Somalia, Radio Puntland, continues to be of great interest to DX monitors on 13800, carrier plus upper sideband. The schedule continues to be quite irregular, but we often hear it around 13 or 14 UT. Here's one report from Mick Delmudge in Alberta using his KLM log periodic and a Collins HF 2050. On May 9th, Radio Puntland made it through to central Alberta. The day before, it was only a carrier. Tune in at 1356 when there was Quran, music at 1400, and multi-language IDs. He was getting best reception by turning his log periodic to 220 degrees, which is long path, as we suspected these signals were reaching North America. He was still hearing it with another ID loop at 1432, but then fading away. It peaked between 1405 and 1425. On May 13th at 1307, I had a barely audible carrier on 13800, presumably Radio Puntland, but interference from a stronger intruder on 13798 USB, another of those two-way signals in colloquial Spanish. And he was there again the next day at 1332 when I was not hearing any signal from Puntland. Jose Miguel Romero in Spain found an announcement in the local language from Radio Inyabutatu, the clandestine for Rwanda, where one could make out. They say they have a shortwave broadcast at 20 to 21 hours, which would be local time. That coincides with Ivo Ivanov's observation that it's being heard at 18 to 19 UT on 17605 via Issoudun, France, as of Saturday, May 9th. It's only on Saturdays, as far as we know, but they've canceled the other broadcast, which was briefly on 13 meters at 16 to 17 UT via France on 21480. Jose Miguel Romero has also been monitoring the other clandestine for Rwanda, Radio Imara, I-M-A-R-A, transmitting via Madagascar on 17540. On May 11th, he listened from 1820 to 1857 when it was in English and French, along with music. They had a tuning signal and then an announcer in English by a male and in French by a female, and more African music. He listened again on May 13th at 1803 to 1815 when it was just music along with IDs in English and French. He says it seems the programming from this station is limited to nothing but African music and IDs, no news or reports. As we reported last week, Solomon Islands being widely heard on 5020. However, Ron Howard noted they switched to their other frequency, 9545, is heard on May 10th and 11th. First at 1026 UT on Sunday, May 10th, maybe running it 24 hours. The carrier was still on after 1200 until 1355, but no audio. And also heard on May 11th by him and by Dave Valko in Pennsylvania from 0945. Lost audio at 1410 on that date, but the signal was still there by 1630. After that, from May 12th, they were back on their other frequency, 5020, where I could barely hear them, May 14th until off at 1203. On May 10th, Alan Rowe in England and I found that Radio Dabanga had shifted 5 kHz for the 0430 to 06 broadcast to Sudan, 11645, leaving the tone jamming behind on 11650, but still on parallel 13800, usually affected by two carriers making two pitches of tone jamming. Ivo Ivanov says 11645 via Vatican also applies to its companion station at 04 to 430, Radio Tamazuk. More about the reactivated missionary station in Uganda, Radio Dynamis on 4750. In shortwave bulletin, Christoph Ratzer in Austria says on May 9th, they had extended their program, perhaps something they do on weekends, with a very good signal at 2015 UT. He says, I never heard it better. It was first heard again on April 27th. It had been inactive for several months, according to Anker Peterson. A reminder to check our website, worldofradio.com, which includes a full schedule of all World of Radio broadcasts on all media, including podcast access, in case you have trouble hearing us on shortwave. Vern Jackson of the Gateway 160 Net tells us that he's at the Dayton Hamvention on May 16th, thus there will be no transmission on 1860 kilohertz that day. Otherwise, World of Radio is heard at approximately 1930 UT on Saturday and 0315 UT on Sunday, sometimes up to 15 or 20 minutes later, depending on the length of previous programs. We'll be back on May 23rd. Brian Crow, K3VR, says, have you seen the FCC Enforcement Bureau's rationale for closing 16 of their 24 field offices and downsizing field staff from 63 to 33 and managers from 21 to 5? It's interesting, lots of money and very little work. On Friday morning, May 15th at 9:15 Eastern, there's a hearing about increasing FCC openness, transparency, accountability, and predictability. The House Commerce Committee has been ripping the FCC about a whole laundry list of items. On the Condish list, Miguel Castellino in Argentina reports he's regularly hearing Radio Uruguay on 6125, parallel to medium wave 1050, but it has deficient modulation and a weak signal starting at 0230 UT. Wolfgang Guschel reports hearing Radio Vanuatu Port Vila in vernaculars May 13th at 0800 to 0835 on 7259.941. That's 59 hertz on the low side of their nominal frequency. It was not in English. It sounded somewhat like Spanish or Filipino. Oh, I should add, he was listening on a remote unit in Brisbane, Queensland. Ivo Ivanov concludes the clandestine broadcast of Vietnam. Radio Quame, Q-U-E-M-E, has been canceled. It had been broadcast via Palau 9930 Fridays at 12 to 12:30 UT. He last recorded it on April 10th, but there was no signal when he checked on May 8th. Artie Bigley forwards a Reuters story saying the auction for bankrupt electronic retailer Radio Shack's name and customer data would resume May 12th with bidding at $15 million, according to a lawyer tracking the sale. Highest bidder is an affiliate of Standard General Hedge Fund, which acquired 1740 stores in April. The propagation outlook from Boulder, possible periods of minor storming May 18th, with ANK indices peaking at 20 and 5. Lowest ANK expected May 15th to 17th. Solar flux dropping from 155 May 16th to 110 by the 24th. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio 1773.